My guest at this time is Mike Tilford of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Mike, it's great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, big week for you guys. I know you are all hoping for the most comedy-generating vice presidential nominee from the Republicans. Elena and Mark both love the idea of Chris Christie, both from his physical appearance and his kind of bombastic style. So are you guys excited or a little bit disappointed comedy-wise with Paul Ryan?
Well, you know, I don't think we're disappointed at all because, number one, to have a vice presidential candidate that has to be carded everywhere he goes is kind of nice. We have that. And then, you know, I think this whole thing is sort of a bid by Mitt for diversity. He'd sort of sewn up the, you know, rich, intolerant, selfish white guys with gray hair. Now we have rich, intolerant, selfish white guy without gray hair. So he's going for the youth vote, you can tell.
And if you're worried about crazy statements, you don't have to worry much longer because, you know, the current vice president has been doing a great job this week of getting himself in a whole bunch of trouble.
Yeah, that's the beauty about being the vice president. You don't have to really know much to be the vice president. And in fact, it sort of kind of seems to help, actually, in many cases. So,
Joe Biden, not necessarily helping this week, but he's staying on the ticket. And I assume you guys all stood and applauded at that point yesterday when you heard about that.
We love Joe Biden. As Joe Biden says, the White House has asked me to keep my mouth shut, so here I am.
Absolutely. Well, I know you guys are polishing up your Paul Ryan song, which will debut this weekend, and we'll have a soon here on our broadcast. But just so everyone remembers, the previous Republican vice presidential nominee, that was a big surprise, a much bigger surprise than this one, 4 years ago when John McCain rolled out then Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as...
And you can't believe it, we were worried that that wasn't going to be funny at the time.
Well, there you go. It's apparently the gift that keeps on giving. So here's not only Sarah Palin, but also another favorite of the Tea Party and former presidential candidate, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann in the Capitol Steps. Here we go.
Well, hello, Sarah Palin. Michelle Bachmann. Honey, you gotta lighten up on that raccoon look. I almost shot ya. Hey, you know, speaking of shots, did I hear you say that the HPV vaccination was dangerous?
A woman came up to me and claimed the vaccination had ruined her daughter's mental capacities.
And you believed her?
Well, sure. She was my mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, there's a lot of debate about whether which one of us is the darling of the Tea Party, but I don't think we should fight. It's tough enough being a gal in the good old boy world of politics. We should just settle our differences like mature ladies.
Well, what do you have in mind? A debate?
I was thinking more like an evening gown swimsuit competition.
No. Sarah, one thing I've learned is it's really best to think twice before you open your mouth. Please hear these words of advice.
Okay.
Don't go faking you're smart.
I couldn't if I tried.
I know the whole Constitution, 'cause it's tattooed on my thigh.
Don't go taking my part.
Last year your chest size went up.
I had some surgery done there, and now I wear a teacup. What's the big deal?
The start, they called you a tart.
Ooh, the voters all know it.
The voters all know.
Our IQ is clear,
but what people fear.
Ooh, we're Glenn Beck in brassieres.
Mike, yes, that was definitely one of the surprise moments of 2008. What are you looking forward to the rest of the way? Because it's been such a clean campaign so far.
It has been, but, you know, that's not going to hold up for long. If only this vice presidential candidate turns out as good as the last one. I mean, even half as good, that's the best we can hope for. And can I add that that tagline at the end of that song, Glenn Beck in a brassiere, is one of the most chilling images that we have ever come up with as the Capitol steps. So.
Well, let's just hope that it doesn't actually materialize. I think that's the best thing you can hope for there.
Well, anyway, this is going to turn out really well for us, you know, the Capitol steps. Now that we actually have a vice president in place, they start talking. And once that happens, that's always to our benefit.
So. That's right. Yes, competence and few words are not a good combination for political comedy. And fortunately, you'll never have to worry about that anytime soon in Washington. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks again, Greg.
Mike Tilford of the Capitol Staff. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can also learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.